This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Leah from BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of June. Coming up, Michelle Obama visits Nelson Mandela, American troops leaving Afghanistan, and the Antarctic penguin that's turned up in New Zealand. But first, US President Barack Obama will speak on TV today about the withdrawal of thousands of American troops from Afghanistan. The US currently has about 100,000 troops in the country, but Obama is expected to say that 30,000 will begin leaving next month, with most gone by 2013. Next, Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, the First Lady of the US, along with her two daughters, are visiting South Africa and Botswana. They met with former South African President Nelson Mandela. Michelle also paid tribute to the victims of violence that the country had experienced and spoke at a gathering of young women from across Africa.
You are joined with fellow young people in every land. They struggling with their problems and you with yours, but all joined in a common purpose, determined to build a better future.
To tennis, and American star Serena Williams has won her first match at this year's Wimbledon. She's been ill and away from the game for a year, so this win was really important for her.
I love tennis, and to be able to come back at Wimbledon is pretty awesome.
Next, Ban Ki-moon has been voted in for a second term as a Secretary General of the United Nations. The UN, as it's often abbreviated to, is an organisation of lots of countries working together for world peace and development. Ban Ki-moon is glad he's been given another 5 years in the top job. For today's question, we want to know, how many member states are there in the UN? On Monday, we asked you which huge world sporting events will Brazil be hosting in 2016? And the answer is... the Olympic Games. An emperor penguin usually found in the Antarctic has turned up thousands of miles away in New Zealand. It's the first official sighting of an emperor penguin in the country in over 40 years. It's thought the bird took a wrong turn when it was at sea hunting for food and ended up getting lost.
I think it's really awesome here. Yeah. First time in 40 years when we get to see it. Just very special to be part of it.
And finally, it can be cool when you discover there's another place in the world that's got the same name as where you live. Well, one man from the city of Manchester in the UK, home to footy team Manchester United, found it so interesting that he visited over 30 places named Manchester in America. But he's still got Manchesters in Canada, Jamaica and Bolivia to visit now. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.